Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Drippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hit Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Thanks for consulting. Start standing by. We'll take caller 9844-999-OLA, and you'll play Profile this in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check into Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, Play-Doh's newest product is called Poop Troop. Let's kids make poop shapes that have eyes like a poop emoji.
Okay.
But all does right. That make kids want to play with poop?
Yes. Well, maybe.
That's we'll my find worry. Out.
No more than usual, I would think.
That's crap. Like, I made Play-Doh spaghetti, but I also liked regular spaghetti.
Right. I feel like maybe in this case, look, here's what I know kids already have Play-Doh. They already make poop. This just right. Includes the eyes. Trust me. They're excited to show you how well they can sculpt poop, which, to be honest with you, it's
a
actually kind of stunning.
A pile, a log, what?
You name it.
Like, well, they can do it all.
They couldn't do the Statue of David, but if you said, I need a spitting image of the poop emoji.
They haven't pooped the Statue of David. They haven't
that's
ever seen
a good
it.
Point.
A new study found the states where people order the most pumpkin spice lattes.
Oh, God.
Northern states.
Northern states. Ted, any guesses?
You're not working. Maine. Massachusetts.
I'm going to say the West Coast.
Could be on the list. Thrill, any guesses there?
Massachusetts or Washington State.
All very good guesses. Y'all should work on it and figure it out. A mom in Florida attacked two elementary school kids who were bullying her.
I'm going to choke you with a Belgian waffle.
Too bad you don't know what it is, Ted. A mom in Florida attacked two elementary school kids who were bullying her daughter. As any mother should. I don't know why that's a headline. That's why I'm not working on it. Because
don't worry, it's coming up.
Oh, is it? Perfect.
And you can guess what persuasion she might be.
Oh, Profile this maybe.
Yeah, she went a little beyond defending for her kids.
All right, stay tuned, kids. Only one in three Americans would be able to pass a citizenship test.
I believe that.
Doesn't that just keep coming around over and over again?
Yeah, everyone's bitching, but no one knows what they're mad about.
Right.
I mean, that's long and short of it.
I feel like I've read that headline at least three times a year.
And again, instead of addressing it so that maybe people know what the hell is going on, we just keep letting it hang. You know what? We'd be much more productive if we did blank. We're going to tell you this for the next 50 years and never do it. Here's a thing that we know to be true in this country. And it'd be better if it wasn't that way. And even though we know about it, we're not going to address it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Let's go, Jesus Christ, and let's stop worrying about stuff. So don't worry about it. Mm-hmm.
A 60-year-old bottle of whiskey just sold for a record $1.1 million.
How do you really think it tastes? Like, if you're a whiskey connoisseur,
do you drink it?
Is this the greatest thing you've ever put in your mouth, or is it just
second, bro?
Vinegar.
No, but I mean,
you know what I mean?
But do you open it, right? I have this $1.1 million bottle of whiskey.
If you have one drop that goes like astray,
I mean, maybe I open it for me, but am I sharing any of it with a friend ever?
You're definitely not using it with a mixer.
You are taking it out
and adding it to a Coke.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't have Coke. I got Pepsi. Is that cool?
Whiskey and Coke for you. Whiskey and Coke for you.
My guess is that you are taking that out at the most special of occasions. Now, if
what does that occasion
well,
have
if you're
to
dropping
be?
$1.1 million, you're showing off to people.
I think that's something it's got to be so rare that I don't think you'd even drink it. It's just like, I have one of those.
Yeah, because there's only 24 of them.
What maybe kind of buy two and open one.
It's like I'm not working on it, Brand.
Weird, some old, you know, Magellan, whatever. You never heard of it because there's only 24 of the bottles, so it's not like it's, you know, Cuervo.
Some criminals smuggling drugs with a drone accidentally, oh God, filmed themselves with it, and when it crashed, the cops got the footage.
Sweet.
Idiots.
That is fantastic.
Does this thing have a camera? Let's take it.
Is that you? Looks like you.
Truck drones. Mm-hmm.
I know you guys have no idea about this, but people online went nuts after the presidential alert system text message.
Why would we? It was going off at our desk.
And I've been sharing you guys the memes about it all friggin' day.
Yeah.
I love it. I think they're hilarious.
Are you, Ted, telling me, like, the prison population or something, man? Like, people that had smuggled illegal cell phones?
My buddy John said it to me, right? It was like, right, like everybody with the illegal cell phones in prison. What just happened?
Turn your ringer off.
I will say this. Some of the memes were very funny, but people were like, oh, I can't believe Trump's doing this to us. Like, it's a government thing.
It's a government. Did it overtake your phone if you have your ringer off?
Yeah.
No. I believe it did.
Well, ours.
Not mine.
I mean, mine didn't ring, but I still got the alert.
I got the alert, right, but it doesn't. I don't think they, like, unlocked your phone and made it make noise.
Mine was very loud. Not like the Amber Alert. That's because you always have your phone on the ringer.
I've been doing a better job, Mike, at having it off. That's why I was shocked that it actually
ringed. Miles' phone went, confetti!
That's right.
Hugely. A photo is going viral of a man.
Miles, it's me, Donald. It's just a test. Everything's fine.
Everyone relax. Nothing to worry about.
We're working very hard. We have the highest employment rate right now.
A photo is going viral of a maid who passed out drunk in a woman's apartment in Brooklyn.
Have you seen that?
No. Of course not. I'm not working on it.
It is amazing. It's not only that she went in there and, like, basically the lady gets home and she just puts out, like, an Instagram, like, this woman, like, drank all my liquor. And then, like, destroyed the house. I mean, it looks like she was, like, flopping around and then just passed out.
And this was her maid?
Well, she, like, hired her for a couple hours.
Oh.
And the lady's wearing a sorority shirt that says, like, drink and be merry, or, like the back of it, I'm pretty sure, has Greek letters. Like, I mean, she just went in there and was like, bottles of liquor.
Booze
in
there.
Clean this place every 2 weeks.
It's aggressive. Yeah, that was the first time the maid had been there.
Oh, really? So she's like a kid in a candy store.
Right, so I'm saying she just hired her for like 2 hours. You know, like sometimes you have a regular maid, sometimes you can just hire one.
I'm going to give you 1.5 stars.
It costs an average of $230,000 to raise a kid from birth through age 18, according to a new report.
I don't know that.
Yay.
On the bright side?
No. If they're not getting rid of the child labor law, there is no bright side.
94% of parents say it's worth it.
Liar!
It's all worth it.
It's all worth it in the end.
What are they supposed to say?
Right? No. He sucked.
Yeah, I got terrible kids.
That's what's stupid. Like, ask any band about their latest album. Tell me the band that says, this is the worst crap we've done. You're going to hate it.
Yeah. Right.
I couldn't even stand the listening party. I left like a half an hour into it.
Left after 20 minutes. Never got offered a drink. Remember when Toys R Us died earlier this year?
Unfortunately,
yes. Oh, yeah.
It's already back.
How's it back?
Some of the investors are going to reboot it as a chain called Jeffrey's Toy Box, and they might start with pop-up stores this holiday season.
Sounds dirty.
I know.
Jeffrey's Toy Box.
Oh, kids, I hit really
bad. Put your hand in Jeffrey's Toy Box, kids, and pull out a prize.
Toys for all ages. Oh, dear.
I hit some really hard times. The Toys R Us went down.
Guess what I got now? Jeffrey's Toy Box.
Different business plan.
I like tickling.
A man in New York bought generic Viagra online last year. Then he took way too much of it, and it caused permanent damage to his eyes.
They say that. That was, well,
what?
Not the regular Viagra. They kind of warned that that was a side effect early on.
Yeah, it's the different colors, right? Yeah. Or blue and green. Yeah. Can't, something like
it. Something with vision, for sure.
Right. Damn, she was good. I'm blind.
Permanent bear goggles, permanent erection.
Yeah, he got the liquid Viagra. They kind of, you what? Drop it. Yeah,
there's a liquid one?
You drop it on your tongue, you drop it on your...
Basically, eyeballs? That's what he did. Well, it's a knockoff, and you just kind of shoot it in your mouth, I guess.
Canadian Border Patrol agents.
Yeah, hey, you know what I'm saying.
Called mouth shooters.
Easy. Right.
Jose, man, it was a party last week. I didn't know.
Canadian Border Patrol agents have seen an uptick in marijuana being transported over the border through the mail.
You know why?
And because that's the way to do it? I don't know.
Because Canada's about ready to legalize the way that they do marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
And when they do that, they really do feel that all the illegal growers who haven't been certified yet and all those people, they won't know what to do because Canadians will actually go and buy it and have it taxed and everything. So they figure, look, man, one of the last bastions in North America right now is the middle of the United States. So might as well flood it with that and try to sell as much of this weed as we can, man.
Well, the other problem is Canada, believe it or not, as they're about to open up these places to buy weed, they have less inventory than they do demand.
Yeah.
Like, that's a major thing. So, you know.
So is the weed flowing into Canada or flowing out?
Out.
And Canadian Border Patrol has just seized a ton of pot over the last week. And
but they're going to have a hell of a Christmas party.
How much pot you think that they've seized over the last week?
Last week?
In the last week. In the last 10 days.
5,000 pounds.
5,000. Not quite so much.
Dang. All right, I'll start low. I'll say 300 pounds.
300 pounds. Can I get 400 pounds?
I'll go 500 pounds.
500 pounds. Can I get 600 pounds?
I'll give you 600 pounds.
I got 600 pounds. Somebody go 800 pounds.
It's not 700.
800 pounds now. Somebody go 800
pounds. I'm taking 800 pounds.
I'm taking 800. 800 pounds. 800 pounds a pot.
2,000 pounds.
2,000 pounds. I have 2,000 pounds with Montgomery. Anybody else? 2,100 pounds.
2,100 pounds.
2,100 pounds with Ted Smith. 2,200 pounds. Anybody? 22.
I'll take 22. I'll take 22.
2,200 pounds. I got 2,200 pounds. Anybody? 23. 2,300 pounds. Last and final go. 2,300 pounds.
Hey-o.
I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Damn, dude.
Thank you, my cock. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. First, the game is...
The Men's Room presents... Profile This.
And Steven, throw a hook at you, please, everyone. How Profile This is played.
Sure can, Miles. What we call that? Auction news. Get it, like, instead of action news, that was auction news. I'm pretty clever.
I'm still wondering how much weed there was.
Where do we stop? 2,200? 2,300. 2,300. Final bid at 2,300.
You'll find out how much 1 hour from now.
Yeah. See what he did there? He teased it twice.
All right, Miles, it's a simple game. We share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Ty. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola. All right, Ty guy, you understand how this here game is played.
Yeah, I believe so.
All right, fantastic. In this case, Mike Hawk alluded to this only a few minutes ago, but we go to Florida, where a 46-year-old woman, she was arrested after she threw a powder at two elementary school students who she said had bullied her daughter. She was arrested on two counts each of child abuse and battery and was banned from campus after she threw an off-white substance into the faces of an 8-year-old and an 11-year-old. Now, police did say the powder is believed to be a mixture of salt and cayenne pepper. Witness said that she saw the woman pointing at a girl's face in the school parking lot before another girl entered the front office following behind her. Now, investigators said she reported that the girls had repeatedly bullied her daughter. We're not sure what about, but in the end, the school district said, look, it's required to develop an action plan that blah, 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 blah. They hadn't proven any of that yet, so they had not stepped in. And that's why the mother took it into her own hands. The question is, do you believe that this mother that rolled up to the school and threw a mixture of salt and cayenne pepper into the faces of an 8 and 11-year-old is black, white, Mexi, or Jew?
And you said it was in Florida?
Cocoa, Florida.
Cocoa, Florida.
Yep, not Cocoa Beach, but Cocoa, Florida.
I'm going to go with the cocoa color black.
You're just going to go based on the town.
It's called cocoa.
I'm just going black because there's cayenne pepper in it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, don't try to jump on that. You say, I'm just going with cocoa.
So let me understand this right, Ty. Between the town of cocoa and the cayenne pepper, you're going black.
Absolutely. Final answer. Finally up there.
We're going to find out if she is black, white, Mexican, or Jewish next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Profile This takes us to Florida, and we've got a woman who's upset that her daughter is being bullied at school by an 8 and 11-year-old, and I guess she'd reported and didn't feel like anything was being done about it, so she ended up showing up at the school and throwing a mixture of cayenne and salt into the face of the two young ladies there.
And she ended up getting arrested for her troubles, but Ty, we asked you, did you believe that this woman was black, white, Mexi, or Jew? Initially, you said, look, she's in a place called Cocoa, Florida. I'm just going with the color. I'll go ahead and say black. And then you agree with Ted's assessment. Hey, man, cayenne pepper, black. Oh! You are correct. Let's use some of this here cayenne pepper.
Cayenne pepper. That just seemed like a nice spice.
If it was lemon pepper, it'd be white.
Well,
lemon pepper, white, cayenne.
Gonna put that on spring oil or fish products.
Lemon pepper, all flats.
Lemon pepper.
Now for all TV news, all time for TV time and tea.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV time with Ted.
You know, I'm a sports fan. Like a lot of sports, UFC, MMA. I should say MMA. I hate saying it incorrectly and just saying the Ultimate Fighting Championship because I love all MMA.
Right.
Like to watch local shows, whatever. So Conor McGregor, if you've ever heard me talk about him, I'm not the biggest fan of his, but he has accomplished a ton of stuff. Right. Like
is he the only thing from Ireland that you don't like?
Yeah. I just don't. I don't know. I think. The point is, everything I didn't like about him is kind of moot now because he held two titles. He went and did that boxing thing, which we knew he would lose.
Sure.
But
He still did pretty well.
He did pretty well, yeah.
So now he's back. He's got another big match coming up. And I will say, for some reason, lately he's been winning me over a little bit. Miles, like, again, I said this in the office. I will say it on the air. All credit to you. You were like, oh, he's doing great marketing. I was like, no, he's going to get in real trouble for this. You were right. I was wrong. They're using images of him throwing the dolly into the window in promos now.
Of course.
But either way, he was on with Conan, and the guy's got a personality.
You launched your own whiskey brand, and you were kind enough, because we're friends, you sent me a bottle of your brand of whiskey, Proper 12 Irish Whiskey.
Yes.
And thank you very much for sending that to me. I brought... You're not here. Andy, would you do the honors?
Sure. I'll drink in your stead there.
Yeah, I think, well...
It's a really classy guest that doesn't show up but sends booze.
Yeah. We're gonna both toast to you right now, Connor. Best.
I'm gonna toast bitches as well. Hang on, I want to toast as well.
Wait, you're training.
2 days away.
What are you
from
doing?
The biggest. Listen. I'm 2 days away from the biggest fight of my life, so I'll only drink half the bottle. Cheers to you, Connor, my man.
There you go.
Yeah.
Good luck to you, Connor.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Colin. Thank you, guys.
Oh, that's smooth.
Good.
That's very good.
Really good.
It's strange to like a Rocky fight, too, because this guy who he's fighting actually wrestled a bear in Russia.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah,
huh.
So it's almost like there's this weird
Khabib's plot Russian,
line.
Right.
This guy is...
My babushka will be watching.
Is it weird that, like, a giant fight between an Irishman and a Russian takes place in the States?
Right, exactly.
I mean, I guess that
that's
happens
you make
with
the money,
boxing
man.
And stuff. Yeah. Right. So, but, you know, when you think about...
Build
like,
a wall.
When you think about Ali...
Coming over and taking our money.
Good call.
Right?
Good call.
What do you think about that? It's up.
If you're into fighting, obviously, Connor, if it stands up, I think Connor wins this one. Khabib could get him on the ground and kind of maul him. Like, he's wrestled a bear, like you said. Like, he's right. A great grappler. So it'll be interesting. And again, Connor McGregor, to his credit, when he's got a fight, man, the guy can do a promo and get you fired up. Plus, I like that he's just pimping his whiskey everywhere.
Why not? You want people to buy it, right?
And, I mean, that fight he had with Mayweather, and that was serious money he cashed in on.
Mm-hmm.
And I would think that he has more of it still than Mayweather might.
By the way, I also should mention, watch that full interview with McGregor on Conan at the Men's Room Facebook page. It's up there now. He also, somebody made a statue of him out of stone.
All right.
Right? Like, chiseled out.
Yeah.
Obviously. So he in the interview there, like, if you go check it out at the Facebook page, he even mentions that, like, it was in an art gallery, and now the guy gave it to him, but he's like, it's so big, he's like, it's just sitting in my garage. Like,
where am I going to put this thing?
We all have that problem, you know.
Right, and that's a great gift. Somebody makes a statue of you out of stone, but, like, I don't know where you display that in the house.
You have to be like Sylvester Stallone. He has the Rocky statue that they have in Philadelphia in his house.
Yeah, but if you're Conor McGregor, like, I would fully expect you to have a statue of yourself in your house.
Did you ever hear the rumor about what A-Rod had by his old bed?
No.
All right. It was a picture of him shirtless, and then the back half...
He was a horse or something?
Yes, he was a centaur.
Yeah, I have heard of that.
Oh, really?
And you know I'm really big on centaurs right now.
He commissioned a centaur.
Just a passing phase. We all go through it.
Did someone give that to him knowing it'd be the perfect gift, or did he commission that?
I'm not sure. I'm not even positive it's true. I just always like the idea that the man has a painting of himself as a centaur, like, over his bed.
It's his way of saying, I'm a horse's ass.
I'll tell you what, he can talk baseball.
Did you see him the other night?
I thought he did a great job.
With Scott Van Pelt?
Yeah.
Looked like something was going on with him, man. Looked a little weird.
Why you look so weird?
Well, no, just his facial expressions. Like, before they come to him,
he looks like he's
constipated. Kind of smiling, and then he goes... It was strange. Well, maybe he had a couple pops where he hopped on the air. Hello. There.
Yeah, I'm enjoying the game, yeah.
Let's see, Megyn Kelly. Somebody asked her about her first year on NBC, which she would have changed. Her simple answer, I wouldn't have interviewed Jane Fonda. Like... you probably could have interviewed her and maybe not just gone at her.
You could have changed the ratings.
Yeah. I think, yeah. Megyn Kelly, I respect her for the fact that, like, I respect anybody that goes for the cash grab.
Sure.
Like, you got to do it, right?
You get it.
But, yeah, I think
when she got good.
When she got to NBC, I think she realized, like, it was a little safer for her back at Fox.
Well, sure. You're just talking to a different audience.
Yeah you're talking to the...
Thrill, you're always on me. What is Misha Barton up to?
And I ask you like 10 times. I know you know.
Right.
And you just won't tell me.
I haven't had a bunch of updates.
And ever since she put that cease and desist on me, I can't even Google her.
Well, good news. She's joining the MTV's reboot of The Hills.
Thank God.
Yeah. So you could check that out. Chelsea Peretti's leaving Brooklyn Nine-Nine, but she says that it doesn't mean I won't be back. I won't ever be back.
All right. I don't think there's a problem with that. She just had a kid.
Did she?
Did she?
Yeah, she had a baby.
Huh. You're a Chelsea Peretti fan.
No, I just know she had a baby.
I know, but you seem
to have... Well, she was nice when she was here.
She was.
Yeah.
She was awesome. I just don't... I don't know. I prefer her husband.
I think she looked at me and thought, he's got a big nose. I've got a big nose. Maybe we can get along.
But I'm to sleep with the bald black guy.
That's right.
I'm not saying anything. I'm just throwing it out there.
Ever seen that movie?
Get in.
Yeah, I was going to say, her movie's like, now we're filming Get In.
We talked earlier today about a mom getting retaliation because her daughter was getting bullied at school. So this is kind of a weird one. Ian Ziering.
Oh, he did the same thing. He showed up at a school, didn't he?
Yeah. Ian Ziering, if you don't know him.
Sharknado.
Most recently.
Sharknado.
All the Sharknados, and of course, yes. He was on Beverly Hills 90210.
He's the star of the franchise. He is the franchise.
He is Sharknado.
He's Sharknado. I mean, Tara Reid, Effer, whatever. I mean, Ian, but it's Ian, isn't it?
Oh, that's right.
Ian. Like, everything you've always said is, it's probably like Ian Ziering. You butchered the whole thing the entire time, you know.
Sorry, Tarad.
Right, exactly. My bad. Ian Ziering.
You guys should do that with my names. It's so plain.
Dude, so jacked
up. Ted Smith.
It's Ted.
Yeah, it's T-Ed.
Do you know what the weird thing about that guy is, man? He, back in the day.
Who, Ian Ziering?
Eon. Yeah, he just slayed Playboy bunnies.
Yeah.
Like, that was his thing.
Well, I mean, look, to his credit.
If it could be your thing, wouldn't it be your thing, too?
Somehow,
like, he was good looking when he was young. Like, he's one of those guys, like him. Like, basically, if you were on 90210 or Saved by the Bell, like, those people have stayed attractive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. Anyhow, he was having trouble with a second grader, so he led a protest at his daughter's elementary school because of the history of violent and threatening behavior.
Damn. Okay.
I guess, according to Ian, they already beaten up and bloodied 10 kids this year.
Wow.
Well, I'm assuming that Ian is taking his kids to a private school, right?
I would think.
Yes.
I would think that this would be something where, like, look, I'm paying for this. This is not, I don't need to make a public statement. Because,
but it doesn't make kids okay.
Yeah, but this is a private matter because I'm paying for an education.
Sure.
So, like, it'd be different if, like, you need to be warned if your kid's going to the Alameda school district, high school here, this guy's a jackass.
I think the other issue.
It's a private institution, right?
Right. I think the other issue, though, is a school like that in that area, I would have to imagine there's a lot of high-powered people, the kids that go there.
Sure.
So maybe this is why he was just like, all right, we got to say something out front to the press because it's not... I mean, listen to this. This sounds kind of terrifying. I mean, bullying, right? Like, but they said last year he tried to suffocate another child with a beanbag. He's threatened kids with scissors. So I'm guessing his dad's got to be somebody famous or powerful.
We did this all the time.
Yeah, for people. It's just boys will be boys. It's nothing to worry about. Nothing to worry about.
Exactly.
We did this all the time ago. You get to fight everywhere you want.
I don't know what the hell goes on the TV show Lethal Weapon. The
is
original
it on still?
What's that?
I didn't know it was still on. I just figured they canceled.
Well, no, they fired the one guy, right?
All right.
Who would have been?
Oh yeah, the
Mel Gibson's character.
I'd say the white half, right? It was just a D-bag to work with, right?
Right. So they fired him, and Damon Wayans, who plays Murdoch, he kind of was like, "Yeah, that guy sucked." Blah blah blah.
Yeah, he sucked all right.
Did they successfully transfer the new people in, and was it okay, or the guy who was the...
Well, now Damon Wayans says he's quitting the show, too.
So now we need to find Damon Wayans. Maybe we can get one of his brothers.
Well, it is a successful family, but yeah, he talks about why he wants to quit the show after half a season.
This is more of an announcement, but I'm going to be quitting the show in December after we finish the initial 13. I'm a 58-year-old diabetic. And I'm working 16-hour days. I'm going to return to the stage and try to find my smile again. This has been very hard, especially last week. My mother had surgery. My daughter had surgery. And I had to look them both in the eye and go, I can't be there. So it's hard for me to play this loving, supportive father, husband, and friend on TV and be the guy in life that's telling everybody, I can't, I gotta work.
Well, that's depressing.
Wow, buddy. What are you going to say there?
I mean, I get it, but it's
pretty real.
It's Damon Wayans. Like, I would have to think he knew the kind of hours it would require, right?
He knows the hours covered. I mean, look, man, he has his reality check. But like anything, you make sure to walk away from this and retire and all after you've made your millions.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, yeah. No. When I still need to make money, I look at me now and say, yeah, Playboy, I'm going to be there. But now that I have millions, sure, you can walk away from it. I mean, yeah. Look, like anybody, if you could walk away from your job because you are financially secure, the decision's not so hard.
Correct.
I'm tired. I don't want to do it. I got everything I need. I'm out.
Yeah. And right, like, I don't know. He's a Wayans brother.
Mm-hmm.
He's like,
mm-hmm.
I was thinking today, is that the most...
He's a Wayans brother.
I can't believe he's that old. That was the other thing I was thinking
too.
He must be the oldest brother. Or one of them.
I don't know. But a lot of... It's
like
crazy.
Like Randy Jackson.
Yeah. Well, and a lot of them...
yeah, just like
Randy Jackson. A lot of them are still famous and do a ton of comedy and stuff. Like, you kind of forget, but the Wayans brothers, like, as long as I've been alive, they've been around.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if they still get money from In Living Color.
No, because it's not really in syndication.
Should be.
They're talking about bringing it back now. That's what I've heard. I don't know if they would be involved, but right, sketch comedy.
But there's definitely room for something on Friday night that's a little bit different, or something on Saturday. I wouldn't compete with Saturday Night Live ever because it stood the test of time. But I can tell you right now that if they...
Yeah, you could. But I think it wouldn't be bad to actually...
It just depends who you bring in, right? Yeah. I mean, inevitably, it just depends on the comics you bring in.
Let's see. Bradley Cooper. Did your microphone go out again?
I think this one
No, weird headphones.
I think it just decided to do something strange.
Quick side note, F Bradley Cooper.
Just because he's that good looking?
Good looking. He speaks French.
Seems like a nice guy.
He does what? Right. He seems like a nice guy.
So he's got a new movie out called A Star Is Born, right? And I want to say...
Which was a remake.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, it's a remake of a movie.
Barbara Streisand.
And that came from the stage.
Huge movie. Yeah. Huge movie.
There's nothing
new
about
it. Did not know that.
Yeah.
But I want to say he based his character in this movie off of Eddie Vedder.
Strangely enough, from our connections, he based it off of Eddie Vedder. The person who sings and gave him a lot of advice is Willie Nelson's son, who we know how that one worked out.
Right.
I was trying to get him in here, hopefully just to smoke weed, I think, and talk to him about his musical career. But he was the guy who basically did all of the musical end of Bradley's parts.
Okay.
All right, so... Part of this is they had to be on stage, right? Like, during actual musical events. So what he's talking about here with Jimmy Fallon is Bradley Cooper talking about going on stage during actual music festivals to film their scenes.
You're playing in front of real crowds.
Yeah, we jumped on stagecoach. Jamie Johnson let us come on right before Willie Nelson, and then we went to Glastonbury.
Yeah, it was insane. It was insane, yeah.
Could people hear what you were doing?
No, God, no.
Hell no, we didn't plug anything in, of course. The first five rows, we couldn't play through the PA system because of the music. All the music's original, so the music couldn't get out there. But he was playing through the monitors. So about five rows out, they could hear us. But then, 20 rows out, they couldn't. So
Did they know it was you?
I think it would happen so fast, Jimmy. Like, we had 5 minutes. You know, we had 8 minutes at Stagecoach, and we had 4 minutes at Glastonbury.
Wait, what if people started booing you?
That would be a problem. I thought about that, though. Because, you're like, you got to think about it.
And
I thought, well, then the guy's career really takes a tumble fast.
Yeah, he had to rewrite it.
But I didn't know. You're in England. I don't know if they're going to throw bottles. I have no idea what's going to happen.
So that's the other funny thing about festivals, too, what he's talking about there. Like, you go to a music festival and you see those bands. Like, there's so much behind-the-scenes stuff going on. It's like, all right, you can do this. One place gave him five. Another place gave him eight.
And
how that works. You get out there and you get the hell off.
Yeah.
I'll tell you one more tidbit that I think you'd like about that as far as the gig is concerned. Oh, Christ, okay. Basically, when she breaks it, okay, when she gets out there, what is the show that she gets on? And it's real, like in the movie, it's where they filmed it. Saturday Night Live. So, like, when she is the guest, like that's incorporated in the movie.
Oh,
Bradley Cooper is the director. But when she finally breaks it, her first big break is to be the season premiere talent on Saturday Night Live.
So they actually filmed it on Saturday Night Live?
Yeah, exactly.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that seems easier. I feel like if you're watching a TV show getting taped, you'd be more apt to sit there and be like, all right, you can film the movie.
Well, especially because they say it's Lady Gaga and Bradley, and you're like, all right. Mm-hmm.
Are you guys familiar with the musical DJ Diplo?
Yeah, no. I know the name.
All right, so Diplo, famous DJ, is also in Major Lazer. And then do you know James Vanderbeek?
Yes.
Actor? So he does a show on Viceland called What Would Diplo Do? Kind of like, basically, Diplo's over the top, and he gets it. He's kind of over the top. So Vanderbeek in this show plays him. And I saw an interview with Vanderbeek where they said they just went to Diplo's shows because it's just a DJ behind. And he would just run out. Like, when you see the scenes, he's like, he goes, that's a real concert. And he's like, I don't think the people there had any idea that it was Vanderbeek running up and down in front of the
stage. Awesome.
Yeah, because, I mean, like, I've gone to see DJs, and it's awesome. But a lot of it is just them, like, sticking their hands
up. But it's almost like somebody just stepping into a band for a minute. You're, like, just having that experience. Right. Like, for, like, 30 seconds, you're in this band, and no one has noticed.
Yeah, I just think that's awesome. So I'm guessing this was kind of the same thing here, too, right?
That's, like, pretty cool, though, man.
Yeah, like, you're at a festival, go ahead out there.
No one will know.
Nobody will know.
Exactly.
And if they do, it'll be too late.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. All right, Mike's got your headlines coming up here in just a few minutes. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go to Baltimore, where Baltimore City police officer is charged with DUI and fired after being found slumped over in his car. In New York, a car accident, extortion, and a case of kidnap and ransom. And a story that is a bit bizarre. U.S. border agencies, pounds and pounds and pounds of pot to Canadian border. What happens when you open a Krispy Kreme in Ireland? Chaos and disorder. And Georgia Mom of the Year sneaks alcohol into a movie theater in her kid's sippy cup. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
Our top story. Canadian Border Patrol officials have seen a surge of pot that people are attempting to transport over the border through the mail, and they've seized a ton of it over the past 10 days. I believe the high bid was 2,300 pounds of pot.
Correct.
I actually need to backtrack to Thrill's earlier bid of 800 pounds because you all completely overshot
it.
It was only 1,600 pounds of pot making its way in packages through the mail.
That's a lot of pot.
That is a lot of pot. It all started, they found one, I got it right here, they found one package that had, 14 packages rather, in one block rather, 14 packages weighing more than 136 kilograms, that's what, 260 pounds?
Somewhere around there, yeah.
Ish. And then over the next 10 days, they found 63 more packages with all the rest of that.
I wish I'd found it instead of them.
Yeah. Wonder how many shots they took and how many block shots that were had.
Right. Say, I don't think that's all the pot that was there. Right?
That was not all the pot they found.
Oh, no, officer, we found...
What was that score of that Caps game earlier? 3-3 in the first, Ted? They let some goals through, didn't they?
In other news, a Baltimore police officer has been fired from his position before he even got through the probationary period of his position.
This is the only way to get fired as a Baltimore City police officer.
You can do anything.
You can kill somebody, you can beat somebody, you can shoot somebody, but if you are...
He was found 3 hours into his shift, slumped over in his patrol car in full uniform, completely intoxicated.
He was also in his probationary period as far as a new officer.
Oh, right.
So he was newbie. If he was in, they would have given him an investigation, but he was on that cusp of being like the official guy.
He's so close to being able to commit murder.
He was. Look at that. Plan evidence and all that stuff, and he just missed it by one night.
Oh, God, I forgot about planning all that stuff, man. Yeah,
he had a blood
alcohol. That's the number one thing to do.
He had a blood alcohol level that was nearly 3 times the legal limit. He was sitting at a .22.
Damn.
Maxes.
He was hit with DUI charges, and the commissioner fired him on the spot for his conduct. Just said, look, this...
Next time, shoot someone.
Did this guy read watch too much of The Wire? Like, you're not McNulty.
You're not just Richard with one ball Bellsman.
Just sit there with a bottle of whiskey in his car.
Yeah.
Sons of bitches.
Not on homicide.
Let's go get a taste.
A woman in Georgia took sneaking snacks into the theater to a whole new level. The woman managed to sneak alcohol into the movie theater and proceeded to get so blasted that she couldn't walk herself out of the theater. How'd she sneak the alcohol in? In her 5-year-old son's sippy cup.
Was she with her 5-year-old son?
I think so.
That is problematic.
All right. Yeah.
Right.
No, my son's
inside. If you
want to
go get blasted and watch a movie, take an Uber home. You know, man, that's on you if you want to sneak a little hooch here. And, like, we have flasks. I get it as guys. No, we're not getting patted down coming into a movie theater.
My problem is a flask.
But if you bring
sippy cup.
But if you bring the 5-year-old in with you, then, you know.
Police were called, but charges were not filed. She was instead taken to the hospital because she was, quote, that drunk. She got
drinking,
in a
drinking
sippy cup.
Drinking vodka through a spiral sippy straw.
I just don't know what she's possibly drinking in the amount of a sippy cup. Now, then again, that is a good amount of alcohol.
Juice.
But you're so
juicy.
Bombed.
Mike, you drink juicy juice from a sippy cup.
Yeah.
That's all you drink.
Okay.
It's juicy juice, right?
Yeah, but whatever you look, if it's at the point that you're sneaking booze into a movie theater in your kid's sippy cup, you do have a problem.
Oh, you do.
So
right.
It makes sense that whatever's in there is in there.
Yeah, true. We go to Louisiana. where a man called police saying that he had been stabbed in the head with an axe and there were intruders in his home.
That's not a stab.
Yeah,
right.
You don't stab with an axe.
Right. Police made their way into the to the residence and rang the doorbell. They were greeted by the man with curses at the officers and people that actually weren't there. After saying that he was not in the critical condition that he described, the officers searched the home for intruders, which they did not find. What they did find was a gram of methamphetamine sitting in plain sight on his nightstand.
I didn't say I was smart. I said I was hurt.
When asked about it, the man said that it was probably, wait for it, ghosts.
If I'm the cop, then like,
ghosts?
We thought it may have been the mask.
He's white.
The ghost was, yeah.
No, if it's ghost, he's white.
It'd have been spirits.
Yeah, like you're right.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Yeah. People don't have ghosts. Yeah. We got spirits.
Yeah, see.
Is that man?
It's like being the difference between enlightened and blessed.
Right.
I mean, he was arrested for flying in our car.
What
charges.
Is black?
That's it for headlines with that. Mike Hawk is out.
We appreciate it. All right, so we'll see you next time for the return of Ted versus the FCC. Bad jokes will drink and toast with the shot of the day. Had another round to profile this.
Yes, indeed. It is all true. But in the meantime, we be all about this badge. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.